Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros. 3 meses de listening y speaking con los mejores profesores del mercado. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Welcome back, folks. It's time for part 3 of today's show with no name. Come on in. I'm going to need all your energy in the second half of today's show because we've got a lot to do. And I'm going to need a lot from you guys, my students. And I always say we are so thankful, so grateful to have such motivated students because I've had students that are not motivated and it sucks. Vamos a dejarlo claro, alto y claro. Es una putada. And you can try and you can try, but if somebody's just there because they're just there because their company put them there, not because they chose necessarily to be there, but people who are like really like interested and ask questions, and that's the kind of student that we love, and we all feel very lucky to have you, all of us here at Vaughan. So remember, just take a moment too to remind you every day, you got my buddy Fitz with his show No Excuses. If you can't catch it live at 6 p.m. Madrid time, you can also catch that on iVox or iTunes. Well, it's not iTunes now, it's Apple Podcasts. I should change my spiel. No, mi historia, my spiel. That's a good word. And you got Richard every morning, Richard Vaughan Live. So you can always tune in to them via podcast for just amazing English. They work on, I think, the core elements, the basic things, the building blocks, as we say, of the language, which you can use all the fancy expressions I give you and all the idioms, but if you can't use the verb was and were, el cero estar en pasado, correcto, then we got to work on that too, right? The idea is you got to work on everything. You got to work on improving your knowledge and usage of different structures, vocabulary and idioms. You just keep absorbing those, listening, speaking. You got to work on all of that stuff. I had a student say, I don't want to work on pronunciation. I go, well, why wouldn't you want to work on something you know you can work on? You know, okay, one thing is saying, I like the way I speak. I like my accent. Okay, fine. That's fine. Then that's fine. But if you want to try and like sound more fluid, more confident, it's really about sounding more confident, you know, and, you know, not feeling like, oh, because a lot of people, not my father, is the he's kind of the exemption there from that rule. But a lot of people feel like their accent holds them back, and it shouldn't. You should deal with the accent you have at that moment in time, but you should also try and improve it. Look, I look down and I see my beer belly. Okay, it's what I have. It's, you know, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to work on it, right? That's same kind of idea behind that. All right, well, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the third time, and you'll have to excuse me, but again, this is hysterical. Me parto con esto. It's very funny, and you'll see why in the fourth part of the show. All right, so here's the third listen of today's Say What soundbite.
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do.
I think one of the hardest words is that last word where he's choking. He goes, he says a word there. Que sepáis, that's a word. Mira, toso con él. Just by listening to that voice. Oh, my God. It's not easy to do that voice, too, by the way.
You know, doing an evil voice like the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Now, that could potentially destroy my vocal cords and my throat. I studied acting, estudié interpretación, and I did it from here. But if you don't know, and you're, I mean, obviously this person knows what they're doing, but you can destroy your voice forever. You can do permanent damage
if you do this voice
from here. But if you do it from here, so you're using the same voice when you go, ho, 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 but it's not the same tone, but it's the same air. So you're like,
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Todo ese tiempo, el énfasis, this is a trick que os puede ayudar, eh? Get menos problemas con la garganta and everything. Don't breathe from here. Don't put the stress on your neck, on your throat. Put the stress down in the stomach. Let it come from here. You have to move your throat and your, right? And your esophagus. But let the air, let the breath support come from here. It is, I'll tell you something. It's something that I learned that for me is indispensable, imprescindible. I talk all day. If I was talking from my throat, from up here like this, if I was talking like this the whole day like this, I couldn't breathe. I would be choking like this character. So there's a little trick too. Make sure you support your words, your when you're speaking with breath. Make sure they come from down deep and not from up here. It's a little trick that ever since I learned it, I feel like I have fewer problems with my throat, with my voice. I don't lose my voice as much. And as you guys know, I talk 2 hours a day, minimum. Never mind the podcast, just doing the show with no name. So I could have some serious problems if I don't take care of my voice. And something, of course, another thing you can do too is no smoking, drink tea, all these kind of different things. All right. So what else do we have to do? We got to do a lot of stuff here. All right. Well, I was just giving you some acting technique over there. Why not? You guys get English advice, acting. What are you doing when you're presenting? You have to, if you're on stage and you don't have a mic, even if you have a mic, you want to be heard in the last row. So this is not just acting. If you think about it, public speaking, if you support what you're saying and you fill your stomach in and out when you're speaking, then you can continue to speak and not run out of breath. Little trick, and you'll be able to obviously reach a lot further. Llegas mucho más lejos con tu voz because it's supported by breath. Okay? So that said, you know I'm a little bit of a peliculero, so let's take it to the movies. Name that movie. That's right, my friends. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And this is where I give you guys a little excerpt from a movie, and we'll see if you guys recognize the movie. I'm going to see o suena, if it rings a bell, okay? You can Google it, do whatever you want. The idea is that you get the vocabulary, the idiomatic expressions, and that we learn English from dialogue, really, because many times it's dialogue. Today, it's not dialogue. It's a monologue. Okay, so, but either way, we can learn from it just the same. Here we go. Oh, and by the way, this is rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America. Okay, what does that mean, kids? If there are kids listening right now, don't listen. I'm going to say some bad words, some four-letter words. Yeah. Okay, so parents who are listening with your kids, you just got your warning. You just got your heads up. This has been rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America. Not recommended for people under 17. If it doesn't say Micro Machines, it's not the real thing. Okay, here we go. There's your warning, okay? I didn't write the movie either, so don't be pissed off at me, okay? Hello, Dan? Are you surprised? This is what you've reduced me to. I guess you thought you'd get away with it. Well, you can't. 'Cause part of you is growing inside of me. And that's a fact, Dan. And you'd better start learning how to deal with it. 'Cause, you know, I feel you. I taste you. I think you. I touch you. Can you understand? Can you? I'm just asking you to acknowledge your responsibilities. Is that so bad? I don't think so. I don't think it's unreasonable. And you know, Another thing is that you thought that you could just walk into my life and turn it upside down without a thought for anyone but yourself. You know what you are, Dan? You're a cock-sucking, yeah, there's the bad word, son of a bitch. I hate you. I bet you don't even like girls, do you? You disappoint me, you fucking faggot. Muy ofensivo. Otra vez, ahora lo explicamos.
Ok, no repitas esas dos palabras al final, ok.
Algunas palabras ahí quiero que no repitas, pero que reconozcas, ok. All right, so somebody got a Chris Balrol. It's Fatal Attraction. That's right, Fatal Attraction. Great movie starring Glenn Close, Glenn Cerca, and Miguel Douglas. Or Michael Douglas, Michael Douglas. How do you pronounce his name anyway? Well, the movie came out in 1987. It's called Fatal Attraction. Ooh, a drama, thriller. Let's give you the trailer. Aquí tienes el trailer oficial del show with no name. Excuse me. I'm clearing my throat. ¿Ves? Antes de hacer ese voz, sí que me han jodido. Okay, a married man's one... Rewind. We got to really get in trailer mode. A married man's one-night stand comes back to haunt him when the lover that begins to stalk him, when that lover, excuse me, otra vez, the third time's a charm, a la tercera va la vencida. A married man's one-night stand comes back to haunt him when that lover begins to stalk him and his family. There we go. You're on a roll, Chris, born to Iron Man. You're on a roll, right? Estás en un panecillo. Bueno, también, pero estás en racha. So a married man's one-night stand. A one-night stand is un rollo de una noche. Viene de comedia. A one-night stand is when a stand-up comic goes to a city for one night. But it's become synonymous for sex. One night, that's it. Bye-bye. I've never done that. Not in college. Never, never. So a married man's one-night stand comes back to haunt him. Vuelve a encantarle, a comerle por dentro, to haunt. Right? No encantarle en el sentido bueno, eh? Okay. Comes back to haunt him when that lover, cuando ese amante, begins to stalk him, acechar a él y a su familia. Whoa! I mean, it's got everything to be a perfect movie there. And then you got amazing actors like Miguel Douglas and Glenn Cerca, Glenn Close. All right, so this is the character Alex Forrest. Okay, Alex Forrest, played by Glenn Close in the movie. A spectacular, stellar actress. We used the word stellar before. Estelar, genial. Out of this world. Extraordinary, right? Gifted, con un don, con mucho talento, gifted. Okay, so she says, hello, Dan. Hola, Dan. Are you surprised? ¿Estás sorprendido? This is what you've reduced me to. A esto me has reducido. This is what you've reduced me to. Now, cue the crazy eyes. Da pie a los ojos locos. You got to do this. If you're going to act out this scene, you got to do it with crazy eyes. I guess you thought you'd get away with it. To get away with it is salir de rositas. Is that how you say? Que no hay consecuencias. If you get away with something, there's no consequences. Okay, you escape and there's nothing happens, really. So, I guess you thought you'd get away with it, crazy eyes. Well, you can't. Pues no, no puedes hacerlo. Because part of you, una parte de ti, is growing inside me. Está creciendo dentro de mí, a baby, right? And that's a fact. Y eso es un hecho. Dan, you'd better start. Más te vale empezar. You'd better start learning how to deal with it. Cómo enfrentarlo. ¿No? Lidiar con ello. To deal with it. I'm getting into the role here, guys. I feel you. Yo te siento, te noto. I taste you, te saboreo. I think you, te pienso. Now, normalmente decimos, I think about you or I think of you, pero aquí está como haciendo el patrón. Este, I think you, I touch you, te toco, right? Can you understand? Can you understand? ¿No entiendes? Can you? I'm just asking you to acknowledge. Now, to acknowledge, this is a great word. To acknowledge is reconocer. Right, to recognize, to acknowledge, palabrón, acknowledgement, reconocimiento. So I'm just asking you to acknowledge your responsibilities. Is that so bad? ¿Es tan mal eso? I don't think so. Creo que no. I don't think it's unreasonable. No creo que no sea razonable. And you know, another thing is that you thought you could just walk into my life. Now, to walk into somebody's life is, ¿crees que podrías como aparecer en mi vida? Este es el sentido de ese walk into. You think you could just walk into my life and turn it upside down? Darle la vuelta, ponerlo boca abajo? Inside out. Boy, you turn me upside down. Inside out, del revés, right? And upside down, boca abajo. Good words that we can learn there. So you turned my world upside down without a thought of anyone for but yourself. O sea, que es egoísta, you're selfish. She says, you know that. You know what you are, Dan? ¿Sabes lo que eres, Dan? You're a cock sucking. Now, a cock es un gallo, pero en este caso es el miembro, yeah. No de un, no socio miembro, miembro like the male organ. Y no digo organ piano. Oh, esto no tiene salida. Pene, venga. Okay, penis. So you're a, don't say that word. The word cock is a vulgar word. And cock sucking, well, ¿qué te voy a contar? Okay. You're a cock sucking son of a bitch. Hijo de perra. Bitch is a female dog. O sea, hijo de puta is, no es hijo de, is not son of a bitch. It's hijo de perra. Técnicamente, a female dog is a bitch. FYI. Que si no quieres decir palabrotas, que no deberías, you can say SOB. He's a real SOB. Pero otra vez, la intención es igual, que si te quedas tan ancho, okay. But you're saying the same thing. Whether you say son of a bitch, son of a gun, or SOB, right? You're a cock-sucking son of a bitch. I hate you. Te detesto. She goes, I bet, apuesto, you don't even like girls. Ni siquiera te gustan las chicas. You don't even like girls, do you? ¿No? ¿Las te gustan? Huh. You disappoint me. A mí me decepcionas. You disappoint me. You fucking faggot. Fucking, otra vez, es jodido. And faggot is a very, very extremely offensive way to call a homosexual person. Okay, fag or a faggot. Now, en inglés británico, a fag es un cigarro. Ahí no es. O sea, pero la intención, otra vez. La intención siempre es lo que cuenta el contexto. But in the United States, we don't use the word fag or faggot unless you're insulting someone, and then I don't recommend you use it. Because do you want to be insulted? Then don't insult someone else. Ah, the golden rule. Sometimes your English teacher is the one who reminds you of that one, not your philosophy teacher, right? So words you shouldn't use, but recognize and right? But in British English, I remember the first time I heard it. Mate, can I bum a fag? Yo fumaba en este momento. Well, occasional. I was an occasional smoker. And mate, can I bum a fag? And bum es un vagabundo. So, pero también es gorronear en inglés americano. También. But the second part, can I bum, puedo gorronear o vagabundear un maricón? You know, a bad way to say this. And I was just in shock. And then I realized a fag was what they call a cigarette. So careful with that one. So Glenn Close, oh, what an amazing scene, what an amazing movie. She still has the knife. La navaja. It's interesting. You have the same word. So for us, navaja y cuchillo is the same word, right? Dependiendo si es de cocina o de matar, right? Same word for us. So she still has the knife. En este caso, yo creo que es, no es cuchillo, es, what's the other word? I just forgot it. Knife. Guys, I just forgot Spanish. See, I thought I knew Spanish, and I totally forgot the word here. What is the word I'm looking for? Help me out, guys. Well, I can just go to word reference. Hold on. Knife. Cuchillo, cuchilla. Wasn't there another word there? Navaja. Thank you. Navaja. So cuchillo and navaja. I think you say cuchillo in the kitchen, right? And navaja would be a different one, like for hunting and things. In English, same word. Or now you can say a hunting knife, and then you can be more specific. But again, context is everything. So she still has the knife hanging in her kitchen. And the prop, el atrezo, from that movie, Basic Instinct. So that's pretty cool. And she's still making movies and still winning awards. And I have to say, she's definitely one of my favorite actresses. And this scene, if you haven't seen this movie, you have to check it out. And remember, if you've seen the movie but you haven't seen it in English, that doesn't count. You have to watch it in English. You can't tell me that you've seen The Wizard of Oz, to use an example, El Mago de Oz, or Fatal Attraction, or any of these classics, Star Wars. Tell me that you haven't seen Star Wars in English. Because if you haven't, you've got homework this weekend. You got to rewatch all the classics in English. Why not? Goodfellas recently, Uno de los Nuestros, celebrated, I think, 30 years. Great excuse to watch it. Rewatch it in English. And if you know the script and if you know the scene, you know that you're familiar with the movie, it makes it that much easier. So that's a big recommendation. Watch movies that you've already seen in your native language. Watch them in English, because then you don't have to pay attention so much. You kind of know the plot, el argumento, la historia principal. All right, there's my advice with movies. All right, well, we've got to keep moving along. We're going to change gears, cambiamos de marcha ahora, and we're going to go to a tricky translation, a translation with a twist. It's called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble. Double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, amigos. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And, well, I think, let me take a look at it really quickly. No, Sam, I think it's going to be an easy one. Maybe not. Maybe not. Okay, quick comment over here on Instagram. Inside Jade. Hey, we mentioned your name yesterday. We were talking about Jade. How was it in Spanish? Ahora no me acuerdo. Love that that name, Jade. She says, I've already done that, watching films in original version. Well, you're lucky. There are new films and new series every day. And I know myself, as somebody who only watches English films in English, I'm trying to go through the AFI. What does AFI stand for? AFI stands for the American Film Institute. I'm trying to go through their top 100 and see them all. So you guys can join me. We should make a checklist. No, una lista. Che, táchalo. Esta la hemos visto. So yeah, that's a great way to start, Inside Jade. Doing the ones that you know already. So who hasn't seen Toy Story? If you haven't, you poor soul. Toy Story. Oh man, Toy Story is a classic. Watch it in English. You got a friend in need. You got a friend in need. This is a classic. Do you know what he says? How does he say it in Spanish? Buzz Lightyear, speaking of space and NASA. To infinity and beyond. Al infinito y más allá? I imagine. I don't know. Nunca lo he visto en español. To infinity and beyond. That's where we're going to take your English on Vaughn Radio and on the show with no name. To infinity and beyond. All right, well, let's focus. Vamos a concentrarnos. Let's focus. We need to look at today's double trouble. Now, I'm going to ask you guys to hold on to your answers. Don't send them yet, because I'm going to give it to you and we've got to go to a commercial break like in a moment. So save your answers, hold on to your answers, and send them to us after the commercial break. Okay? Here we go. Nos hemos escapado por los pelos. Ahora, ¿a quién llamamos? That sounds cool. Escapar de la prisión. I don't know what's going on. Hasta el infinito y más allá. ¿Sí? ¿Ves cómo lo tienes claro? ¿Lo tenías claro en inglés? Si la respuesta es sí, good job. To infinity and beyond. Great, great preposition to know. Beyond. Más allá. Did you know that one? Well, now you do. Thanks, Buzz Lightyear. Thanks, Pixar. Thanks, Toy Story. Thanks, cartoons. Okay, so nos hemos escapado por los pelos, ¿no? Casi nos pillan, viene a decir. Remember, when I'm doing these translations, yo también tengo que buscar, ¿cómo decimos este concepto en español? So, nos hemos escapado por los pelos, pone word reference. Pero también es en plan, casi.
Yo, es como decir, uy, casi. Ok, uy. Antes de esta frase dices, uy, uf. We say woo. You guys say uy, right? So, nos hemos escapado por los pelos. Ahora, ¿a quién llamamos?
That is today's double trouble. If you guys know the answer, you can participate. Remember, hold on to it, because we're going to our final commercial break. I can't believe it, guys. We only have 26 minutes left of show, and we're going to make every second count. So, guys, we're going to our final commercial break. We'll be back in a couple minutes with tons more. So, stick around.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right, now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Yo en mi caso me lancé a hacer el máster porque en mi trabajo necesitaba hacer presentaciones en inglés, necesitaba hablar mucho en inglés, incluso por teléfono. Entonces fue la razón principal por la que me lancé a hacerlo, para tener una fluidez alta en el idioma y además hacerlo con seguridad.
Tengo grandes problemas a la hora de hablar. Me puedo comunicar perfectamente, pero no hablo de una manera correcta. Y también cosas muy importantes, como el poder hablar en público sin tener que tener ese miedo o ese vacío a la hora de decir qué hago ahora o qué digo. Con el máster he solucionado ese tipo de problemas, la verdad.
Yo lo que más destacaría del máster serían los profesores. Ellos son unos grandes profesionales, te motivan muchísimo con el inglés. Por supuesto, los materiales exclusivos que tenemos en el programa.
No estás como en una clase típica cogiendo apuntes, escribiendo. Lo trabajas hablando, y eso es muy complicado, porque coger una frase y de repente tener que hacerla en interrogativa, en negativa, cuando no lo tienes delante, ayuda a que tu agilidad verbal y tu capacidad también con el idioma sea cada vez mayor, porque es un reto.
Una de las partes que más me gustó del programa fueron las presentaciones a las que me tenía que enfrentar prácticamente cada semana. Otra de las cosas que más me gustó del máster fueron los 2 Vaughan Town a los que asistí, porque esas experiencias serán siempre inolvidables y es una manera de darle un empujón importante al inglés.
Ya lo has oído, apúntate al máster de inglés profesional, ahora por videoconferencia. La misma calidad e intensidad, pero sin perder tiempo en desplazamientos. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. A ver qué hay que grabar hoy. Curso de inglés online de Vaughan. Nuestros mejores profesores, vale. Menos de 30 céntimos al día. Oye, menos de 30 céntimos al día. ¿Esto está bien? ¿Seguro? Vale, vale. Quédate en casa. Venga, lo tengo. Aprende inglés desde casa con profesores Vaughan. Ahora, el curso de inglés online de Vaughan por solo 99 euros. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día, tendrás a nuestros mejores profesores en cualquier momento en tu casa. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso o Richard Brown te ayudarán a poner en forma tu inglés. Para más información, entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com. Quédate en casa con el curso de inglés online de Vaughan.
Menos de 30 céntimos al día, seguro, ¿no?
Welcome back. Welcome back, folks. We've got a lot to do, so let's put the pedal to the metal. We need to listen to today's Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. And again, excuse me for laughing. I can't keep it in. No lo puedo contener. I can't keep it in. So here we go.
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry, but again, you're probably thinking, I just don't see the humor. When you know what's happening, when I tell you in about 10 minutes, I'm going to tell you the whole situation, who it is and what's happening. And I think you guys are going to get a kick out of it. To get a kick out of it is te vas a partir, te va a entretener la historia. All right. There's Giggler, first one to participate in the double trouble. I think it was a tough one, but let's see. Let's see what Giggler got. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Elena, or AKA, also known as Giggler. Also, Iatmedi, great job. Fantastic. There's Jayster, who has figured out today's double trouble. Y él está de acuerdo. He agrees. He said it's hysterical. Ahora os cuento. Es que no puedo. I can't. The same way I can't keep in my laughter. I just want to tell you what it is, but I can't. We have other things to do. All right. Okay. So a lot of you guys figured it out, but let's go through it and see it. So nos hemos escapado por los pelos. Okay. So, we got away. We escaped. Son dos formas de decir escapar. To get away. Think of, our friend Lenny Kravitz. I want to get away. I want to fly away. I want to get away. I want to escape. Parecido a escapar en español. So we got away, or we escaped by the skin of our teeth. Eso es una buena expresión. Yeah. The skin of our teeth is las encías. Your gums. So we have an expression, you say por los pelos, nosotros por las encías, by the skin of our teeth, que normalmente no se llama the skin of our teeth, lo llaman gums, pero con esta frase hecha, sí. But that's not the right one. It's not the one I'm looking for. I wanted to teach you it, but it's not the one I'm looking for. Por los pelos, by the skin of my teeth, or one's teeth. So let's go to the second part, maybe, that's easier. Ahora, ¿a quién llamamos? Now, who should we call? Or who should we call now? Somebody put, who shall we call now? It's okay, too. That works. Who are you going to call? Ghostbuster. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. So who are you going to call? Who should we call now? Right. Sounds like in prison. It reminds me of prison, right? I've never been to prison, but it reminds me of prison, right? So who are you going to call? You get one phone call, right? So who should we call? So we got that second part. Who should we call or call up? Good. The first part, remember I said you can say, phew, woo, or phew. That was a close call. A close call is what we say. When something is a close call, you're like, oof, por los pelos. That was a close call, man. A close call. I got this one. I was watching a documentary the other day, and somebody used it. I guess the narrator in the documentary said, and that was a close call for him. And I said, ooh, good one. So there it is, folks, a close call. And so that was a close call. Now who should we call, or who should we call now?
nos hemos escapado por los pelos, o casi, uy, right? Y ahora, ¿a quién llamamos?
There it is, today's double trouble. A lot of you guys figured it out, so congratulations to all of you who did. I don't think it was that easy. Did you know that? Did many of you know that expression, a close call?
Well, if you didn't know it, now you do.
Ahora sí que lo sabes. And why did I choose that? Who knows why? Glenn Close, a close call. So, Glenn Close had a close call when she went to a casting call. That's a double trouble.
No, nos estamos liando bien, eh?
We're really mixing things up over here today. All right, well, we've got to keep moving along. And it's time for, I think, one of your favorite sections. And it's a section where I get to be the Joker. Joker, J-O-K-E-R, not Joker. ¿No? ¿Así hemos quedado? All right, well, guys, it's time for Your Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, folks. This is where we learn English with a little humor. J.M. Hermosilla, you read my mind. J.M. Hermosilla, one of our students, said, a close call, a close shave. También, afeita. Excellent.
Es que se me vino, digo, por tiempo no lo he dicho. Pero bueno, como lo has dicho, muy bien.
A close call. That was a close call. That was a close shave. Uy.
No, piénsalo. Por los pelos, now it makes sense. A close shave.
All right. I love it. I love when we see things the same way. We don't have to, but it's nice because then it makes things easier to understand. So there you go. Or at least easier to assimilate. Say, okay, bueno, in Spanish it's that, which is a variation of that. And then you can kind of, in your head, kind of justify it. Because, believe it or not, we're very rational creatures. We want to, a lot of my students, you don't know how many times students said, why, Alberto? I go, I don't know why. Porque se dice con of. I don't know. What do you mean, why? it's funny, because normally in science, there's an explanation, or you find the explanation, but language is just rules that some people decided on way before we were born. And we just follow them, or not. That's why some rules become antiquated. You know, some words come in and out, and that happens all the time. I think that's one of the most fascinating things about language, how it's always dying, but it's, you know, also growing in every day as well. So it's a very living thing, language. Even Latin, un idioma como Latin. And I insist, if you know Latin, it's going to help you with a lot of other languages, very spoken languages in the world at that. Okay, so here's today's joke. Easiest part of the show for you guys, because all you have to do is sit back, relax, and see if you get the joke. Now, if you don't get it, no problem. No problem whatsoever, because I will explain it afterwards, right? Whatsoever es cualquiera. Great word. What? Es son tres palabras en una. Tres por el precio de uno. Whatsoever. Okay? Whatsoever. So I'll give it to you back in context. It's no problem whatsoever. Okay, so here we go, guys. The joke. I have a really good airplane joke I want to share. But I think it might go over your heads. I think it might go over your heads. An airplane? I have a great airplane joke. Bah, forget it. I think it might go over your heads. Did you guys get it? I hope you got it. I think we've looked at this expression. So if you guys are regular viewers or listeners to this show, then you'll be familiar with this. See, there are advantages because we review things, very important review things. You need to be, in order to really know a word, you know how many times I was exposed to certain words until I knew them? Like second nature, thousands of times as a child until I knew pick up is de acción, right? So, J.M. Bea's got it. J.M. Hermosilla's got it. Chris Balrol. Good. Okay, good. You guys got it. That means you were paying attention in past shows. Very good. I like that. The teacher loves when you pay attention. Remember that. The teacher does not like when he or she has to repeat themselves like a broken record. Como un disco rayado, as you would say in Spanish. All right, so if you didn't get the joke, let's take a look at it. So I have a really good airplane joke. Tengo un chistaco. You like that, huh? Sobre aviones. And I want to share it with you guys. Y lo quiero compartir. And then I said, never mind. Forget it. Olvídalo. Forget it. Never mind. Never mind dos palabras. Nirvana lo ha puesto como una, pero es dos. Que a mí me ha... 15 años poniéndolo como una palabra. Thanks, Nirvana. Y yo soy profe. I can't imagine how many other people put the word as one, but it's never mind. Sin embargo, whatsoever son tres en uno. Oh, my God. Okay, so J.M. Hermosilla explains the second part. He says, to go over your head. If something goes over your head, you didn't catch it. Piénsalo, no lo has pillado. Oh, se ha ido. Es que es muy visual. It's a very visual expression. Oh, man, I didn't catch it. No lo pillé. It went over. Think about a baseball game. If it goes over your head, well, ahí se ha ido. Yo lo he perdido. I missed it. I didn't catch it. It went over my head. Great expression. Okay? It means, and sometimes it's also, it's not just with a joke. Maybe you explain something to somebody. It's a little bit complex. And you say something like, well, you know, at NASA, they have 7 modules that connect with the satellites and blah, 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 blah. That could get a little bit confusing. So somebody will look at it. I'm sorry. Did that go over your head? Yeah. I'm sorry. That went completely over my, no he pillado nada. So it's not just use with jokes. Okay. So I have a really good airplane joke that I want to share with you guys, but, I think it might go over your head. Never mind. Que no lo vas a pillar. What does an airplane do? It flies over our heads. It flies overhead. De hecho, hay un adjetivo overhead, por encima. Right, airplanes fly overhead, above the clouds. Right, good way to practice prepositions, talking about planes, trains, and automobiles. Great movie, by the way. Have you guys seen that movie? Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Classic movie with Juan Caramelo. You don't know who Juan Caramelo is? The famous comedian John Candy? Hey, we're in the You're Joking section, right? So I can make all the jokes I want. I have free range. All right, I'll tell you what. Let's move on to another section because this could get pretty ugly fast. ¿Te ha gustado el oxymoron? Pretty ugly. Pretty es bonito, guapo, pero ugly es feo. Pero también pretty es bastante. So things could get pretty ugly around here. But why don't we celebrate? I'm in a celebratory mood. It's time for famous birthday trivia. That's right, folks. It's famous birthdays only on the show with no name. And this is where, well, we talk about people, qualities that people have, right? We talk about being born, age, all that stuff. So this is a part of the show kind of where we focus on people and celebrities, obviously. And I'm going to give you some clues, and I want you to tell me who today's 3 birthday boys and girls are. Okay? Are you ready? The first person was born in 1944. Okay? He is an American actor and producer. What could I tell you about him? He's won Academy Awards, too. Wow. As if one wasn't enough. 5 Golden Globes. His father, Kirk. Ooh, I just gave you a huge clue. His father, Kirk, is a famous actor. Was a famous actor. What else? He's known for many, many movies, but I guess 1975, he produced a movie because he has not just an actor, the guy's a producer as well. And he produced One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is interesting. He bought the rights, los derechos, to the novel. It's an excellent novel. If you guys have not read Ken Kesey's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, I don't mean the movie. The movie's great. Academy Award winners, Jack Nicholson, you know. But the novel is amazing. It's amazing. He bought the rights and made that movie. But he's more known as an actor than a producer. What could I tell you? The China Syndrome. He produced, but he was in Romancing the Stone. You know that one? Romancing the Stone. Fatal Attraction. Does that ring a bell? I think another one he was really famous for was Wall Street. He was in Oliver Stone's movie Wall Street, and, well, he reprised the role. To reprise is to do it again. He reprised the role, El Papel, in the 2010 version of that movie called Money Never Sleeps. He was also in Falling Down, Un Día de Furia. Oh, that's, for me, that's probably my favorite movie of his, Falling Down. He's just a guy who's sitting in traffic and he goes nuts. He goes bonkers. Se le va la pinza. So that's number one, Hollywood royalty. Vamos a ser honestos. Te puede gustar o no. You may like this person more or less, but this is Hollywood royalty. And Catherine Zeta-Jones. Man, lucky guy. Okay, number two. This guy was born in 1986. His last name is Bosque. But remember, that's another one that confused people. The word bosque has one R. Pero como Forrest Gump tiene dos, muchos ponen Forrest con dos R's. So I just told you his last name. What does he do? He's an American drummer from Modesto, California. Yeah, Modesto. Se llama Modesto. Buena Vista, California. También. And he's best known as the drummer of Placebo. You say placebo. We say placebo. No solo para el grupo, pero para en un experimento. Placebo. And I have to say, you guys know this. If you know me, I'm a huge Placebo fan. I saw Placebo at the Palacio de Deportes, WeThink Center, whatever it's called. And I saw them actually a few times. I saw them in France. I saw them in England. No, in France and in Holland. I saw them as well. And here in Madrid. And in Bilbao. I've seen Placebo 3 or 4 times. They're one of my favorite bands because I love their whole collection. I love, like, they have so many songs and I love them all. So it's hard to choose even my top 5 favorite Placebo songs. And you want to know something interesting? It was a student who introduced me to Placebo. Now, introduce is presentar, pero en este caso es hacer escuchar. No decir, oye, tienes que escuchar. So it was a student of mine. One of my first students who said, te va a gustar si te gusta, and she was right, tenía razón. So maybe if my student, I believe in fate, no, el destino. All right, the second person was born, oh no, second, espera, vamos por el tercero, we're on the third person. Born in 1951, same age as my mom, an American actor, singer, and producer. Known most famously as Luke Skywalker. Yeah, the guy who plays Luke Skywalker. Seems like a really nice guy. I follow him on Twitter, and he seems like a really nice guy. And he also plays the Joker in the Batman animated series, and he's awesome in that role as the Joker. In fact, that was today's Say What soundbite. So that Say What soundbite that we're going to hear right now is this guy, Luke Skywalker, but playing a different role. Luke Skywalker was a good guy. The Joker's a bad guy. I love it. The duality of it. All right. Number one is a lot of you guys got it. Let's see. The first person to get it, Jester Chris, J.M. Hermosilla. Fantastic job, guys. Number one is Miguel Douglas, Michael Douglas. Yo lo digo como lo digo. Michael Douglas. Number two, Steve Forrest, drummer of Placebo. And number three, Mark Hamill. Not only Luke Skywalker, but also the Joker in the Batman animated series, which was today's Say What soundbite. I see a few of you got it. There's Lolis as well. Good job, guys. This is Mark Hamill as the Joker reading, are you ready for this? Donald Trump's tweets. There's the humor in that. So, again, this is because Mark Hamill, if you follow him on Twitter, he's not a big Trump fan. No es fan de Trump. No, no lo esconde. He's like, I hate this guy. Get him out of here. And he uses his voice. He uses his humor. He uses to reach a lot of people with his ideas. And so what he did to make Trump's tweets seem even more ridiculous. I follow Trump, too. I just want to see what he's got to say. So it's Mark Hamill as the Joker, his other character, his other very, very famous character that he plays, reading Trump's tweets in that voice. And it's just brilliant. And he goes, Happy New Year to all. Feliz Noche Vieja a todos. Including to my many enemies. Incluyendo mis muchos enemigos. It sounds like, you know, something like evil. Like, and those who have fought me. Y los que habéis luchado contra mí. Those who have fought me and lost so badly. Que habéis perdido malamente. Malamente. He goes, they just don't know what to do. Ya no saben qué hacer. And then he does the evil laugh, the diabolical laugh. And then that last word is love. Love, amor. So that is Trump's New Year's Eve tweet read by Mark Hamill. Here it is, guys, because well, now that you know what it is, just imagine Trump tweeting it and with this voice. Here we go.
Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And there are more. So, of course, that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you want to see the birthday boy, it's a good day to check out his tweets or to follow him. Very funny guy, as well as he's Luke Skywalker and the Joker. All right. Well, we've got time. Well, barely, apenas. We've got time for one more section, guys. It is the final section. And then we've got to say goodbye for today. I know. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Esto viene de Romeo and Juliet. Parting is such sweet sorrow. So I bid you farewell to tomorrow. Till tomorrow. Yeah, isn't that nice? That's what, what's his name says. I don't know who says it. Maybe it's Romeo. All right. Well, guys, it's time for our final section over here. Name that lyric.
Hi. Hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry. Bye.
Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Name that lyric. Only on the show with no name. The show with no name. The show with no name.
That's right. That's right, my amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is the final section, so let's make it count. As always, I love learning. I love teaching with music. So I'm going to give you guys a song that I really love today. And, well, let's see if you guys can figure out what song it is. Estaba solo, en caída libre, intentando con todo no olvidarme. Trying my best, es intentando con todo lo que tengo, con todo mi esfuerzo, trying my best. Y la primera parte es free falling, pero aquí dice falling free, lo dice al inverso, right? Caída libre es a free fall, pero dice cayendo al vacío, cayendo al aire al libre, right? Then he says, ¿qué nos pasó? What happened to us? ¿Qué me pasó? What happened to me? ¿Qué pasó? What happened, mientras yo dejé todo escapar. I let it slip, right? Slip or slip away. Good word. We looked at it the other day, if you were paying attention. Estaba confuso con los que mandaban. I was confused by the powers that be. The powers that be are the people in charge, right? Forgetting names and faces. Olvidándome de nombres y caras. Passers-by. Gente que pasaba por delante, passers-by, were looking at me. Me estaban mirando, as if they could erase it, como si pudieran borrarlo. Amor, ¿se te ha olvidado tomar la medicina? Whoa, that just took a turn. Let's see. Our winners are Jayster and Chris Balrol. Oh, there's JM Hermosilla. Tienes un typo, una errata, pero it's okay. We know what you meant. You meant placebo meds. It's another way to say medicine is meds. And this is, again, hard for me to choose one of my favorite placebo songs, but this is the one we're going to look at today. Meds by Placebo. I want you guys to Google meds, placebo, lyrics, and I want you to sing it with me as we say goodbye. Thank you so much for being here today and every day, and we'll see you guys very, very soon. Ready? I hope you're ready. Love this song.
I was alone, falling free. Try my best not to forget what happened to us, what happened to me, what happened as I let it slip. I was confused by the powers that be, forgetting names and faces. The passersby were looking at me as if they could erase it.
Everybody,
baby, did you forget to take your meds? Baby, did you forget to take your meds? I was alone.
Thank you so much, everybody. Have a lovely day.
Trying my best not to forget all manner of joy, all manner of glee, and our one heroic pledge. How it mattered to us, how it mattered to me, and the consequences. I was confused by the birds and the bees, forgetting if I meant it.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora, desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso.